Time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Last Day of Vacation. Sparky was rather dismayed to discover that the 3 months vacation from school was just about over. He'd been having so much fun during this time of his various travels and adventures that he just seemed to have let the time slip by. But I told him he'd have to go back to school tomorrow. And so Mayor Plumfront, Yuki Butcha, stayed overnight, and it's early, early in the morning in our little house. All the way up the next block.
No, Big John, not yet. Let me sleep a little bit longer. Something woke me up. So I heard a bell ringing. Big John? Big John, are you sleeping?
Yeah. Go back to sleep, will you? I'm going to wake up the mayor and Yuki. It's the doorbell, huh?
Oh, I guess I wasn't dreaming. That's the doorbell, all right.
Boy. Well, I wonder who that could be. I wonder what time is it there.
Well, there's the alarm clock right over there on your night table. It says it's 5 minutes past seven.
5 minutes past seven, morning or evening.
It must be morning. It's light outside.
Well, it's light outside at 5 minutes past seven in the evening, too.
Yeah, I know, but it's a different kind of light. Oh. Sparky, go downstairs and see who that is, will you, please?
Sure. I'm wondering who that could be at this time of the morning.
I don't know. If it's that salesman selling spare keys for sardine cans, tell him we got all the spare sardine cans we can use and no more.
Well, I get into that.
Okay. Okay.
Boy, sardine can salesman is the most persistent guy I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, Big John?
Huh?
It's the morning paper man. He's here to collect for the bill last month.
Oh, okay.
Tell him I'll be right down. Better still, just pay the paper man out of the money that's on the top desk drawer down there in the living room, all right? Do that?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you see, Big John?
Oh, hi, Mayor.
Paper man collects his bill a little early in the morning, don't he?
Yeah, well, I made those arrangements with him. I'm usually awake at this time of the day, getting ready to go to work down at the radio station, you know, and since I'm very seldom home during the day, I have the paper man stop for his paper money in the morning.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm still sleepy. What time of the day is it?
Almost 7:10. We only had about 5 hours sleep. Didn't get to bed till, it was about 2:15 this morning.
You know, as tired as I am, I'll... Shouldn't be able to sleep a long time, but I never get back to sleep. Once I wake up in the morning, I can't go back to sleep.
Neither can I. Well, I'm hungry anyway. Come on, let's go downstairs and get some breakfast.
Look at old Yuki over there sawing logs.
Well, don't wake him up. Let him sleep. He needs his rest.
Wonder if he'll remember who he really is when he wakes up.
I don't know. Maybe. It's a little funny, isn't it? It's getting kind of hard to keep track of just exactly who Yuki is or who he thinks he is.
Yeah, you can say that again. Well, at least we know that the last time we talked to Yuki, he thought he was old Charlie Brusflaw.
It's odd the way Yuki's been acting since he lost his memory. I thought sure that when he got his memory back at the end of his trouble there, but now he's gone and lost it again.
Yeah, sure is something the way old Yuki keeps thinking he's somebody else. Yeah. How many people has Yuki thought he was since all this business started?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. First he thought he was Sparky, and then he thought he was me. And then up at Lake Michigan, he thought he was
Commander John Paul Jones.
Yeah, that's right, of the United States Navy, and then it was Hamlet, now it's old Charlie Rustlaw.
And don't forget, he also thought that he was a six-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so far, then he thought he was six different people, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Brewster, we'll see you next month.
Say, did you pay the newspaper man for the papers he delivered last month, Sparky?
Yeah, the bill was 5 cents less than usual, Big John. He deducted a nickel for the paper he forgot to deliver last week.
Oh, that's nice. Diogenes can quit searching. We found the honest man. Well, come on, let's go out into the kitchen and fix some breakfast.
Yeah, I'm hungry. What do we got for breakfast?
Well, the usual cereal, orange juice, milk, toast, bacon, ham, eggs, whatever you want.
And the morning paper.
Yes, and the morning paper.
Well, I'll get out the dishes and the cups and saucers and glasses and things, okay?
Okay, I'll get the eggs and the bacon and the ham out of the refrigerator over here, and we'll get our breakfast started.
Hey, I just happened to think of something. You never did explain how Mrs. Saxful made all those mysterious things happen last night in her castle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did promise to explain, didn't I? Well, which one do you want to explain first?
Well, how did she make the chair I was sitting in float in midair?
Oh, that was easy. First of all, I must explain that the castle was specially wired with all sorts of electrical tricks and microphones and loudspeakers and things like that to make it seem haunted, you see.
Yeah, but why?
Oh, it seems that Mr. Saxful was a practical joker, and he just thought it would be fun to have a haunted house to live in, and he could play jokes on his guests when they came to visit him.
Yeah, some sense of humor, I must say.
Well, anyway, among the many trick gadgets that Mr. Saxful had in his home were chairs that could be made to float in midair, and just so happens that you sat in one of them, that's all, Sparky.
Yeah, but what made it float in midair?
Powerful electromagnets. Built into the ceiling of the library and into the chair in which you were sitting. It just made it go up and down, you see.
How about that?
Now, what about them, excuse me, Sparky. What about them there footsteps that you followed down the hall, you know, and up the steps to that there bedroom up on the second floor, Buster? I mean, how did Mr. Saxful do that?
Well, there were loudspeakers all over that castle. And they have a very cleverly worked out volume control system that can be increased and decreased in such a way that, you know, by switching from speaker to speaker, the sound of the footsteps just, it just seems to be moving away or toward any given point. Actually, not moving, just seems that way. It's an illusion.
Is that right?
Yep.
And for goodness sakes, what do you know?
And then there were such tricks as doors opening and closing apparently by themselves, all done by remote control.
Well, isn't that something?
Yeah. All done by remote control.
Boy, it all sounds so simple now that you explain it.
Yeah, well, everything is.
I thought for sure maybe we'd suddenly find out that the castle really was haunted.
No, I'm afraid not. Well, come on, here's breakfast. Mayor, ham and eggs for you. Sparky?
Oh, telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing. I'll go in and answer it, Big John.
Yeah, okay. But now listen, don't hang on that telephone all morning. Remember, we've got breakfast on the table to eat, and you don't like cold fried eggs.
Okay, I won't be long. And if it's for me, I'll tell him that I'll call him back later and hang up, okay?
Yeah, fine. And if it's for me, just tell him I'm eating breakfast and I'll call him back. Did you hear me there, Sparky?
Yeah, okay. I hear you all right. Well? Hey, listen, R.E., would it be okay if I called you back later on? I was just eating my breakfast. Yeah, I know, Rabbit Ears. It sure is too bad that summer vacation is so short. But look, I'll call you back later. Big John has just put my breakfast on the... Boy, Rabbit Ears, you sure sound worried. What's the matter? Sure, Rabbit Ears, I do. I do realize that tomorrow is the most tragic day of our young lives. Yeah, I know the school starts. What? That isn't the reason tomorrow will be the most tragic day in our young lives? Well, why then? What? Oh, no, Rabbit Ears. Oh, say it isn't so, R.E. Hey, just say you're just kidding me, R.E. Say, just tell me you're trying to be funny. What'd you say, Rabbit Ears? You're not trying to scare me? Boy, R.E., you do sound serious. Well, what are we going to do about this serious situation? Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, R.E. Yeah, tell Maxie I said so. Okay, well, we'll have a special meeting in our clubhouse shack in Wobbledings Woods this afternoon to discuss the situation. All the kids in the fourth grade, yeah. Yeah, girls, too. They'll be invited to attend. We must band together
come
and join forces.
Sparky, hang up that
phone
and come out here and eat your breakfast. It's getting cold. Come on.
I better hang up, R.E. Spread the word about our emergency meeting. I'll see you this afternoon in the shack in Wobbledings Woods, okay? Okay, so long. Oh, man, I tell you, this is the most tragic development in the entire history of my lifetime. Something's got to be done about this.
The I have to do, Buster. Now, just a couple more eggs on the plate and another slice of that there delicious ham.
There you are, Mayor. Well, Sparky, it's about time you get off that telephone. Now, come on, sit down here and eat your breakfast, will you?
Oh, I don't know if I want to eat now, Big John.
Huh?
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I've never been so disgusted in my entire lifetime.
Well, what's the matter? Was the telephone call bad news?
That was from Rabbit Ears McKeister. You know what he told me?
What?
All last year, Big John, us kids were looking forward to this year when we'd be in the fourth grade. You know why?
Yeah.
Because then our teacher would be Miss Chutney. You know, the real pretty teacher?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
Miss Chutney has been transferred to another school, and our school didn't hire a new teacher to take her place. But instead, Mr. Shaftmaster, the principal of our school, is going to teach fourth grade. Mr. Shaftmaster has a reputation for giving lots of homework every night. Boy, I'm telling you, something has to be done about this turn of events. And it will, too. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, eating this cereal is just like chewing on a big mouthful of straw. Ugh, my appetite's been spoiled for a week. All during vacation, the only bright spot about school starting again was the fact that we were going to have a real pretty teacher, Miss Chutney, this year. Now she's been transferred, and old Shaftmaster, the principal's going to teach our grade. Yeah, boy, this is a mess. But we'll do something about it, because the kids in our grade are going to have this special emergency meeting in our shack at Wobbledink Woods to plan our attack. An attack we are going to, yeah, boy.